This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Daniel Kaluuya. Kaluuya, welcome
Hello.
Back to The Daily Show.
Nice
or should I say, Oscar winner.
Come on.
Daniel Kaluuya. Welcome back to The Daily Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me. What do you mean, thanks for having me?
Come on, man.
You see, this is like, this is Ugandan. Ugandan manners.
Thank you for having me.
If you were Nigerian, you'd be like, I'm supposed to be here.
No, I'll be like, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. It would be. Yo, I would love to know, how do you stay motivated after an Oscar?
I'm struggling. I say motivated. I think it's not about that. I appreciate it. It's a blessing, but I feel like it's just like, I see it like a master's. If you get a master's, you're not gonna go, I've got a master's. What are you gonna do with it?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. It's like, what am I gonna do with this? So like, all right, so it's a key. All right, boop, boop, where am I going? That's how I see it.
What kind of key is that?
I don't know what kind of key is that, but you're that.
And you know what? You are using it. This movie, and people, you know, obviously we played the trailer and there's just a little piece of the movie there, but nobody knows what this movie is about. Like, there were times when you didn't really know what was happening. Right?
I didn't know. Like, because you're looking up in the sky and there's no thing in the sky. So you're like, it's like 60% of the film, I'm like, there's nothing there. So you're like, and you go, what's it gonna look like? And then they'll show you some like skeletal kind of CGI, and then you're like, but so you kind of have to like imagine it, and then.
But
like,
you have to trust Jordan. That's a big thing. I'm sure you've seen. He loves you so much. You know, he feels like you're the greatest actor that he's ever worked with. He says in many ways you're his De Niro, which is a huge compliment.
That's
Because the relationship you have is special.
Yeah. I remember when I realized there was a scene, the Give Me the Keys scene in Get Out. That was improvised.
Wait, are you serious?
There was a whole scene that was written, and I'm like instinctual, like, so I'm like, nah, I don't. This isn't. He's got to get out. Like, it's like, what's he talking about?
It's in the movie title.
He's got to get out. And then I was like, it's not working. And he just removed all the lines, and he said, just ask her for the keys. Just ask her for the keys. But I'm like, but he knows that she's. He goes, no, just ask her. Just ask for the keys. And I realized in that moment, because I trust you. And then I just did it. So I did it. There's no back and forth. Give me the keys. I just shouted at Alison, give me the keys, give me the keys, give me the keys, give me the keys. And that was what was in the film.
That was one of the most powerful scenes in the film. That's what I feel like you have. It's like exactly what you're saying. It's instinctual. You know, like even when I think about your journey in acting and who you are, you've always had this, it's an uncanny ability to understand not even who the character is on the page, but who the character is inside of you. You know, yeah. Like, I've always wondered, with any amazing actor, are there parts of the character that you keep with you, or are you able to just, like, turn it off and then you're done after the project?
No, it stays with you. It stays with you. You have to kind of, like, you have to... Like, so that's why I usually, like, go away for a week by myself, and you have to kind of get back to yourself and go,
damn,
what were my habits? And because you're doing his habits, and you are your habits. So you're doing this person's habits for, like, 4 months. And then you're away from yourself. You're here, so you have to kind of go travel back to yourself and go,
that's scary.
Oh, I want to watch this YouTube video about silly stuff, and I want to see this Instagram video about, I don't know, LeBron James saying something. Like, and then you gotta get back to yourself, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
This is one of those movies that has, you know, one of the best casts that out there that is out there. I'm not gonna lie, you know I love you, yeah, but Kiki Palmer,
yeah,
like,
I love Kiki Palmer.
She's just amazing.
She's a star, man.
She's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like you two have become best friends. Everywhere I've seen you together, it feels like you're like siblings now, essentially.
She's deeply annoying, yeah. That's my girl, though, man. That's my girl, no. But she knows how to push my buttons, and she's like, Digital! It's funny. We call it a siblance. That's what
we call
it.
Oh, I like that.
So, like, we have a brother and sister kind of that dynamic, me and Key.
When you're working with somebody like that, you know, again, trust comes into the picture. You know, you're performing together. You're spending so much time together. Do you think it improves your relationship when you're in a tough situation acting, or does your relationship improve the situation that you're in? Like, which way does it go? Because I know you don't always meet the actors beforehand. Sometimes you meet on sets. So
you see a person's character when you're like going up against them.
Wow.
You see how generous they are. You see how much they're there for themselves, or they're there for the script. What you see who they're serving, because sometimes they're just serving themselves, or sometimes they're serving the director, sometimes they're serving the script. So you see stuff as a person. So you would see that in life anyway. So it's just a mirror. Everything is like what comes first, the chicken or the egg. But especially if you have a close kind of relationship with, mm-hmm, a character. Spending time with him beforehand and just going out and just being silly and just rolling out.
I love that.
She took me to a house party. It was fun, man. It was cool. It was a good house party. Yeah.
I want to ask you what happened there, but I won't. I've been lucky enough to know you, across the years, and you have maintained that sense of self. You have maintained that generosity. You have kept Daniel intact, which is not easy, yeah, in the industry that you're in. I noticed recently that you joined Instagram.
Yeah.
And what fascinated me was the fact that you're such a private person. You've, yeah, always been. How do you see you sharing a piece of your world as someone who's extremely private?
I'm still figuring it out, because I just feel like I'm trying not to overthink it and just,
okay,
go,
okay,
this is what I'm doing today. I kind of like using that the platform to show joy in it. Because,
oh,
I feel like,
nice,
all right, cool, like, let's show people have fun. Like, we have fun. And it's a platform, so then you create more fun in your life to then put there, so that then it contributes to your life. So then I'm like, cool, I'm gonna go to a theme park today, and then how can we do that? Let's show that. I'm still figuring it out. There's no, like, MO, but I realized I wanted a direct relationship with the audience. Like I care right, about the audience.
Right.
I was just busy playing other people. I was just in my head. I was just like, I was going in another one, and out another one, and I was like, why don't you post? Who am I? Like, I don't know. Like, what am I going to post about, chat? I shot a police officer this morning, and I'm on the run.
Oh, man.
And I didn't. So then now I'm like a bit more into myself. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, this is what I do. Like,
okay,
oh, yeah, do this,
okay,
a little bit of that. But I'm still figuring it out.
Before I let you go, there's one question I've been dying to ask you. And this is from the Oscars. You know, mm-hmm, when you were accepting your award, in your speech, you said, I want to thank my mom and dad for having sex.
You're the only person that's ever asked me. You're the only person that's asked me.
I'm the only person that's asked
you. Only person that's ever asked me, like, ooh. Yeah, I'm stopping the question. Go
no,
on.
But, like, it was a really fun moment, obviously. And you were joyous, and you were thanking everyone. You were even thanking, like, your favorite rappers from the UK. And everything. Yeah. It was, like, such a joyous moment. But I did notice your mom was there in the audience, and you said
she was in London, which is probably why I did it.
No, but who's in the audience?
No, she was in London, so it was a live cast.
Oh, they cut to them, yeah, that's
they
what I mean.
Her, yeah,
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 but they cut to your mom in the audience, is what I'm saying. Right, so she's in the audience, and then you go, I want to thank my mom and dad for having sex.
Yeah.
And they cut to her, and your mom is an African mom, and everyone was like, ha, and your mom was like, did this guy just say I have sex on TV? So, from one African to another, I would like to know, how did you avoid the volcano that comes? Did she say anything to you about that?
Of course
that?
She did. Like, she was like... Like, but it was months later. Like, yeah, she, it's cooking. It's still cooking. Like, it's still, if I do something, like, it's like, But like, I was like, I've got your personality, so like, but yeah, it was interesting. I FaceTimed her right after. I was like, mum, I'm joking. It happened, but I'm joking. But I'm like, people ask me, like, why did you say that? I was like, how did you get here? Like, how did everyone get here? Like,
yeah, but
mum and dad had sex. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's
yeah, but African parents are like, we know how we got here, but we don't talk about it, huh? You don't need to talk about it, huh?
You know I'm a renegade.
Well, you know what, Daniel? Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for knowing me. Thank you for entertaining us. I appreciate you, my friend. Nope is now playing in theaters and IMAX nationwide. Daniel Kaluuya, everybody!
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount+.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast. Ow!